Good Morning Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
We're not anti-construction, but we are anti-compatibility. And the direct thing that I would like to really get, you know, clarity on is this proposal by the developer to use Robinson's Mill as a cut-through, to use a neighborhood that has 60 residents or 60 homes as a cut-through to build a development of 300-plus homes.
Robinson's Mill is the existing subdivision off of East Kingsfield. That's the easternmost one there. That's a little subdivision. You go back and there's like three streets back there. And this is Scott Barnes talking at the town hall that Commissioner Stephen Berry had last week. And this is where I wanted to start. I have a lot of stuff to say. This is a long town hall. This is like 3.5 hours long. There was a lot of stuff came up in this town hall. And this was a part of it was the general failure of Escambia County commissioners to properly plan and organize and be able to handle the growth that is happening in our county. Now, you know, we're not unique in this, but it is a failure of leadership over a long time. And Stephen Berry has been a commissioner for now, what, 11 years? He's coming up on 12 years and trying to run for re-election. So it's not like he can blame somebody else for it. And he says, look, Scott Barnes says, they're going to open up a 300-home subdivision out the backside of our small, quaint 60-house subdivision, and it's going to devastate our way of life. And even if they did it on Kingsfield, there are still problems. Like, even if they made the exits onto Kingsfield, and we've talked with, you know, Wes Moreno about this, and, you know, the residents are upset. This follows on the Molino development that has, you know, got thwarted to a degree, but they still have, you know, that's still coming. It's just a question of how big it's going to be. And everywhere you go, there are houses popping up like crazy, and we don't have the roads, we don't have the sewer, and we don't have the schools to handle all of this growth. We know this. So anyway, back to Scott Barnes' comments.
We think that it will fundamentally change the character of our neighborhood. And our neighborhood is absolutely unique. At Halloween, kids take hayrides into our neighborhood, and they trick-or-treat from other neighborhoods in your district. They come into our neighborhood, and it's because it's special. It's because it's traffic controlled. It's because there's one way in and out. Kids from Tate come and take photographs at prom and at homecoming in front of our water mill that we have.
And by the way, as he points out, they have a lot of distance on Kingsfield where they could use as the exit. And, you know, he's saying, why do they have to run it through our neighborhood when they don't have to do it that way? And Stephen Berry's response was, well, it's just a proposal. I don't control the proposals. We haven't approved anything yet.
The process is pretty long, and, you know, I do have some influence over what happens, you know, over what gets built, what gets approved, those kind of things. I don't have any influence over what somebody requests. So the proposal that you saw on the internet is, you know, it's the product of somebody's idea about what they could put on the property. You know, that wasn't the result of a conversation with the county saying, hey, you know, we think that's a good idea. That's their proposal.
So he's kind of saying it's not my fault that they've just offered this idea up that we've seen on social media and we've seen the plans. And, you know, that's not the same as it going through the official process for the county. And that's not same as it being approved. Okay. Yeah. But, you know, smart leaders look ahead and look at what might be happening and talk to people who might be planning things and have meetings and say, you know, hey, here's a problem that I see you might be running into, or here's an idea, you know, that might make more sense for you. And to just say, well, that's just a proposal, I don't have anything to do with that, is a way of saying, I couldn't have done better. I can't be involved in that. How could I possibly know? It's not my fault. It hasn't gotten approved. Well, I mean, that's a pass the buck kind of answer. That's not a very good answer, right? And he goes on.
There are going to be some entitlements that they do have because of the stub outs in the neighborhood when the neighborhood was platted.
And by the way, it's worth noting, when he says entitlements, what he's talking about is legal options or opportunities that they have as a virtue of them being property owners or the way something has already been built. It's a little bit of a misleading term that the average person, I know because somebody got upset about that exact term in the meeting, but, you know, he's he's not using that in the way you might normally use it, okay? He's using it in a fairly technical sense.
There's, I want to say, three stub outs that were put into the plat to be able to access the vacant property.
And what he means is like the little cuts in the road, or maybe a partial road that gets built, like 10 feet of a road, or, looks like they were going to put a driveway in, but they didn't actually put the driveway in, but it's meant to be for a road, that kind of a thing. That's what he means by the stub outs. And by the way, I think there's only one. I don't think there's three. I looked at the Google Street View of it, and I've been up in there one time before, but there is one for sure that looks like a road was going to get built off of a kind of a roundabout there.
So some access through the neighborhood was apparently intended from the beginning, and some of you may, when you were looking at the plat to buy in there, may have been aware that there were some stub outs that were put in the plat. That doesn't exist in a lot. That doesn't exist in most neighborhoods, but it does exist there. So they're going to have some entitlements to be able to access the vacant property.
Now, on this particular one, he's actually giving a fairly okay answer. I mean, what he's trying to tell them is you should have known. That's what he's trying to tell them. He's not going to say it that way, but he's trying to tell them, look, you can see a pre-road has already been built there when you first bought your homes that was already there. In fact, it was there when they were doing construction. Okay, so you can see, and if you looked on the map, you can kind of see where this is likely to become a parcel eventually, and you can kind of see that. But again, he's just trying to tell them that they're wrong. And there's a good lesson in here that everybody ought to pay attention to the stuff that's behind your home, the stuff that's behind your street, okay? And, I actually live in a subdivision that's one of those, like, it came in behind, and I understand why the people in front would have been angry about that, okay? But again, it's a question of, well, are you planning for these things and are you allowing people to develop an unrealistic expectation about the nature of their subdivision for a long time? And he even says there's going to be more of this because they don't have any power to stop it. I'll come back to that in a second. Candy's got traffic on the fives.
And not showing any slowdowns or delays. It looks like at this time everything is running accident-free. I-10, I-110 not showing any issues at all. 87 accident-free. If you have a traffic tip, text it in 437-1620. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Thanks so much, Candy. Back to Stephen Barrett at the town hall last week, and he says, look, the problem that y'all are experiencing, that's going to get worse before it gets better.
I think we're going to see more and more of things like this as time goes on, because there is still demand. There's still demand for housing in our market, and the supply of, the supply of undeveloped property for these developments is gradually diminishing. So what you're starting to see, and this is I'm seeing it in the southern part of District 5, but I think we're seeing it even in other parts of Escambia County, where there's something that wasn't developed for many years for whatever reason, and it didn't make sense financially. Well, now they're trying to take another look at it because there is demand and it may be in a good spot. So you have somebody new saying, well, maybe I can make it work. So I think that's going to continue as time goes on, especially with some of the parcels, in the southern portion of District 5 that haven't been developed for different reasons that people try to bring forward.
Yeah, and so what he's saying is, you're going to see more of this because we have created a situation, and implied, he's not saying this, but we've created a situation where we're powerless to stop it. We don't have any ability to stop it. Don't get upset about just the proposal until it becomes something actual. Wait for your anger until later.
All I can say is, withhold some degree of ire until things at least look like they're going to be approved or get to the point where it's coming up for approval. Because that's, I can't control what somebody proposes or what they request.
Again, it's not my fault. I can't do anything about it. Don't get too worried about that. But, the problem is that people feel like everything is suddenly in jeopardy, is how they feel. That's how property owners and homeowners in Escambia and Santa Rosa feel, is like, we got to always be looking over our shoulder to watch out that somebody's not going to come in and develop around us and ruin our quality of life because y'all aren't doing enough to protect it. That's like the Molino thing. People got freaked out because they wake up one morning and somebody wants to plop this enormous thing down in the middle of their quality of life. And it seemed like it was almost an unstoppable thing. It did get temporarily paused, a certain portion of it, but that's the problem, is people have come to expect that we're going to have this quality of life, this density, this road, and the roads are already bad.
What do they think? That they just own all the land?
No, that's right. I agree. There's a certain level of unfair expectation by people, but it seems like it's happening all over the place. And then how do they even get notified? Is there adequate notice to them that these kinds of things are happening? And again, it kind of feels like everything's in jeopardy all the time. And I know that's true, you know, several subdivisions around the area, you know, where I live, people have felt that way. And again, you have to look and make sure about what can happen behind your street. That's true. But the job of the county commissioner is to try to find some balance between the people who want to develop and the people whose lives are adversely affected by the people who want to develop. Here's another lady talking at the meeting.
I live off of 29.
Yes, ma'am.
And right now they have proposed at least 5 different developments off of 29. Now it's already like a racetrack through there with semi trucks practically plowing down the school buses. So I want to know, has there been impact studies for all these places? Has there been plans for roads to accommodate those small tracks that they want to go back into? Because those roads aren't wide enough to get anything down to them. And schools. We don't have the schools up there for all these people that you want to bring in.
Those are all fair criticisms, right? And that it just seems to be overwhelming people with the impact on their quality of life. And, you know, and then you had later on in the meeting, I was talking about the kind of the entitlement concept. If you want to get a sense of the crowd, which is like 150 to 200 people in this room, okay? And there were some who were very, very worked up. I didn't catch this person's last name. First name is Mike.
We speak of entitlements, okay? As far as I'm concerned, these people that are out from out of town building these subdivisions, all this, they're not entitled to nothing. The people here in our community, we're the ones that are entitled to everything, okay? There's a bunch of people here and people that's in the community.
See, even if you say he's wrong, the new people, I was a new person 9 years ago, okay? The new people also have rights. They're buying homes. You know, the developers are building the homes. We got to accommodate people somehow or other. Even if you think he's wrong, okay, that sentiment is strong. And politicians, Stephen Bear is a politician, better ought to pay attention to the sentiment, because in Santa Rosa County, they diselected some people who'd been there for a long time the last time around and the time before that because they were angry about mostly this kind of issue. And I suspect, because I don't think Stephen Berry is dumb, in fact, I know he's not dumb, that he's looking at this and Lumen May is looking at this and even when winning 90% of his district last time around and Jeff Bergosh is looking at this and thinking, boy, I don't know. This is all of a sudden, this is next year. And it's going to be high turnout because of the presidential. Well, it's going to be the primary, so we'll see. But it's going to be a year where it seems like people are really angry about this kind of stuff. And it's not my fault. There's nothing I can do about it. And I know we don't have the infrastructure and we can't afford to fix any of these problems. But reelect me, I'm your guy. It's not going to make for a great campaign slogan. 622 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. And if you're thinking about that next vehicle, Frontier Motors is an outstanding place to buy good quality used vehicles. And I say that on purpose, good quality, because it's cars that are relatively new, like 1 or 2 or 3 years old, like the one we bought was a year old on a lease that came back to the dealership and, you know, went up for auction because they had trouble selling it for reasons I cannot understand. But thank goodness, because, you know, Frontier went down to Orlando to the auction and bought it, and I got a smoking deal on an Odyssey that was a year old, 12,000 miles. Like, it's new to us, and that's about it. Otherwise, it's brand new. I mean, the only difference is it doesn't smell like a new car. Who cares? So that's the kind of cars they deal in. And I know a lot of times you think of it like a used car place is, you know, cars that are 8, 10, 12, 15 years old, and they're just barely struggling to keep this car alive and running. That's not what they deal in. They deal in almost new cars, cars that you can buy and drive for a long time. That's why Dave Ramsey recommends them. That's why I recommend them. So if you're looking for a great deal and a good quality used vehicle, Frontier Motors, about 300 different ones on the lot. Stop by and check them out. Serving the Pensacola community for more than 25 years behind the Big Buffalo on Beverly Parkway. Be sure to tell them Andrew McKay says hi.
Hi, this is Earl Ron, president of New South Window. If you need new windows or doors for your home, heads up. This message is for you. New South is having a one-day factory sale this Saturday only in our factory showroom. 40% off high-performance award-winning windows, 40% off energy-efficient windows and patio doors, 40% off our factory direct products in store. Bring in your measurements for on-the-spot pricing or call today. One day only, this Saturday from 9 till 4. Please visit us at newsouthwindow.com.
This Saturday only, save an additional 5% when you arrive before noon. The Port of Pensacola is more than just a name. It's a powerhouse of economic opportunities, a strategic location that sparks growth and prosperity, contributing significantly to the local and regional economy with 23 incredible businesses that call this port home. Big names like C-Max Materials, GE Wind Energy, and soon the prestigious American Magic Sailing Team. Since 1754, the Port of Pensacola has been the driving force behind Northwest Florida's economic success. Explore more at portofpensacola.com.
Mow, dig, haul, lift. The versatile Kubota BX Series subcompact tractor does it all. Switching attachments is simple, and a smooth hydrostatic transmission makes for easy operation. The Kubota BX Series, rated number one in durability and owner experience. Talk to your local Kubota dealer today to schedule a demo. Go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Visit the friendly folks at Coastal Machinery, now with 40 years in the business. Locations in Pensacola and Crestview.
Veris Health Partners knows there are plenty of options when it comes to insurance. Owners Pam and Keith Giles will help guide you to choose the best plans for you and your family. As a veteran-owned independent health and life agency in Pensacola, their clients range from moms and dads on Medicare to individuals, families, business owners, and veterans who are looking for answers. They are researchers, educators, and advocates who take pride in guiding clients to become smart healthcare shoppers. Contact them at verishp.com. Veris Health Partners.
The Dave Ramsey Show, weeknights 7 to 10 before WEAR TV News on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
When you can take the pebble from my hand, it will be time for you to leave.
Hi there. I'm on my way, I'm making it. I've got to make.
Good morning, 626, News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. Candy has traffic on the fives.
All right, not showing any slowdowns or delays. It looks like 98 accident-free, not showing any problems on I-10, I-110. Taking a look at 90 from Milton into Pace into Pensacola into Alabama. Just fine. Traffic tips, text 437-1620. We are News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Thanks so much, Candy. Steve Taylor sitting in today for David Wayne in the newsroom. Steve?
Well, a Fulton County, Georgia Superior Court judge is scheduling a hearing today in the 2020 presidential election interference case. The hearing is to decide on severing some defendants from the main case in hopes of speeding up the trial process. All 19 defendants in former President Trump's Georgia case are pleading not guilty. Black Bears and Gulf Breeze midway in Navarre causing safety concerns for some of the residents. One local resident fears the problem will only get worse because of the overdevelopment in the area. Other residents say they hope something's done about the issue soon before somebody gets hurt. But the Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission says bears are generally not aggressive, and seeing one in your neighborhood is not necessarily a cause for concern. In my Navarre neighborhood, Barney the bear schedules his neighborhood visits on trash day. But he does get a little confused on like a week like we have now where the trash is bumped one day.
No selfies, no petting, okay? These are the rules. You just want to, you know, no selfies, no petting, okay? We'll be better off if we follow these simple rules. Steve, thanks so much for the update. Hey, if you need any heating, air conditioning, plumbing, electrical work done, Peden Heating, Electrical, and Plumbing, they will take care of you. Of course, when you call them, you know you're going to get great installation, excellent products, a good service, all of that stuff. You know, just across the board, you can count on them taking care of you. One of the things they've got right now is $1,000 off water filtration systems. And also, if you do an installation of a 40 or 50-gallon electric water heater, you can get the Emax Auto Booster for 50% off right now. It will give you 40% more hot water from your existing electric tank. So, you know, you can get a new water filtration system. You can also get the Emax Auto Booster along with that. And they've got this Smart Care membership for $35 a month that takes care of all your maintenance and then puts you in priority scheduling over non-members, which if there's ever an issue, you want to be at the top of the list. I hate to say it that way, but that's the truth because, you know, when something bad happens, there's only so many people to take care of all the problems, right? 15% discount on repairs and upgrades and a 5% discount on major replacements and waived after-hours emergency service fees. So, Peden, find out more what they can do for you, PEADEN.com. 629 News Radio 92.3. Oh, Candy, this is a story right up your alley. One of the headlines is that people are taking more and more time to find something to watch on TV because of all the options, all of the streaming, all of the different services that they've got, and they can't pick anymore. Too much option paralysis.
Like the BJ's Brewhouse menu. There's just too many things to pick.
Right.
That's exactly right. Yeah.
And you know,
I do that all the time. Yeah.
They're saying
on TikTok.
People sit down to watch TV, and it used to take them what 7 minutes, I think, to pick, and now it's up to 10 minutes of scrolling through content just to
pick.
Easy,
sure.
And something like 20% of people sit down to watch TV, scroll, search, recommended. Nah. And they just quit and they go do something else. They don't even watch TV.
I hear that.
Which I guess in some ways that's good because they're doing something other than watching TV. You know, they're cleaning or they're cooking or they're going to play outside or they're taking a nap or whatever.
Or they're drinking
playing on
your phone.
Oh, I can't handle this. Right. You better start drinking. But yeah, no, the challenge is real. If you and I think like for us, we have a DVR, so we have content that we're wanting.
Oh, sure.
But that's different than like the streaming services. It doesn't really store it for you the same way.
Fox News, I'm Gianna Gelosi. Secretary of State Antony Blinken is on the ground in Ukraine, where he's expected to announce another $1 billion in U.S. aid.
We've seen good progress in the counteroffensive.
As the U.S. shores up more support for Ukraine, Russia is turning to one of its allies, North Korea, something Vice President Kamala Harris weighed in on moments ago during a meeting with world leaders in Indonesia.
I think it's ill-advised for there to be any collaboration between Russia and North Korea.
Here at home, the former leader of the Proud Boys, Enrique Tarrio, was sentenced to 22 years in prison for his role organizing the January 6th attack on the Capitol. The sentence stems from his seditious conspiracy charge and is the most severe penalty handed down so far. America is listening to Fox News.
Good morning. It's 6:31, 76 degrees, mostly clear in Pensacola. I'm Steve Taylor for News Radio 92.3. One man is dead after a shooting at the Silver Lake Mobile Home Park in Escambia County last night. The shooting happened about 9:30 p.m. at a residence inside the park. According to the Escambia County Sheriff's Office, a man was shot and killed while attempting to enter the residence. Deputies are still investigating the circumstances surrounding the shooting, and no arrests have been made so far. The city of Pensacola will soon be moving to having garbage pickup twice a week. Mayor D.C. Reeves says the change comes with the city doing away with the curbside recycling program.
For the most part, everybody, whatever their single day was, if you were Monday, Tuesday, or Thursday already, you're going to keep that day, and then you're going to have an additional day. The only more confusing one is Wednesday, because those folks are going to be now a Tuesday-Friday schedule since we moved the day off for our sanitation staff.
As a reminder, due to the Labor Day holiday, city sanitation customers are receiving service one day later than the normal pickup day. The owners of the Forest Creek Apartments are facing yet another lawsuit tied to the deadly shooting at the property. News Radio's Joe Ford has more.
According to the PNJ, a law firm based in Coral Gables is suing on behalf of the estate of 21-year-old Keontae Jones, who was fatally shot in May last year. The Haggard Law Firm alleges that Marquise Asset Management was negligent in its security measures in a high-crime area. The PNJ reports that there are about a half a dozen open lawsuits against Marquise for similar cases. Two others, brought on by Haggard, were previously settled, $5 million over the 2020 death of 16-year-old Jeffrey Kennel at Forest Creek, and another $5 million for 18-year-old Kentarian Rivers, who was fatally shot at Oakwood Terrace. Joe Ford, News Radio 92.3.
The National Hurricane Center says Tropical Storm Lee will likely develop further into the season's next major hurricane. The good news is that for now, it's not expected to pose a threat to our area.
This time, Florida, not necessarily a threat, but as is the case, we're still talking the middle of next week when it'll be on its approach. So a lot of moving parts to consider with the system.
AccuWeather's Matt Benn says Lee's heading west-northwest and is expected to be near Puerto Rico and the Virgin Islands by the weekend. There's another tropical wave behind the system, which is expected to turn northwest and not be a threat to land. Let's check our forecast from Channel 3.
This is meteorologist Brooke Richardson with your first morning weather update. Beautiful day today with a high near 91 degrees, 20% chance of a stray shower or thunderstorm. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 76. This nice summer pattern continues for Thursday with a 20% chance of rain, high near 92. Thursday night, temperatures dropping near 78 degrees. Stay connected to Channel 3 News First Morning Weather Team. Download the WEAR-TV weather app. This is Brooke Richardson for the First Morning Weather Center.
Right now, let's check in with Candy Cullerton for traffic on the fives.
Man, well, you're going to be disappointed. Well, probably excited because there's nothing. There's nothing. that's good, right? No accidents,
that's
right?
So great.
Everybody's excited. Please be the same. 98 not showing any issues from Navarre to Gulf Breeze into Pensacola. Not showing any problems there. Taking a look on the west side, Jackson not showing any problems. Navy, New Warrington also clear. 437-1620 if you have traffic tips. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Thanks, Candy. Yeah. Right now, 76 in Pensacola, 79 in Gulf Breeze, and a cool 74 in Milton at 635. The next news is 7, breaking news anytime. I'm Steve Taylor for News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
I'm Jennifer Kashinka with Your Money Now. The Wall Street Journal says Amazon hasn't offered concessions to the Federal Trade Commission in pursuit of a settlement over antitrust claims, paving the way for the regulator to file a lawsuit later this month. Top members of Amazon's legal team had a video call with FTC officials on August 15th. The so-called last rights meeting, which is often a final step before a court battle, was a chance for the tech giant to make its case to the regulator to head off a possible lawsuit that officials have been working on for many months, but Amazon's lawyers didn't offer specific concessions in that meeting. Europe's largest copper producer, Aruba, says it might face losses of hundreds of millions of euros stemming from a theft within its recycling materials business, the latest in a string of fraud-related incidents to hit the metals industry this year. The German recycler says it discovered shortfalls in metals and discrepancies in its inventory and concluded it had been the target of criminal activity. On Wall Street, futures are lower. That's Your Money Now.
Did you know China starts teaching financial literacy in preschool? American kids are getting left behind, but we can help at home thanks to The Sensibles, a team of animated superheroes who help kids develop smart money habits in a fun way. Each month, they get a kit in the mail with a DVD, a comic book, access to an interactive website, fun activities, and lots more. Visit bcs-kids.com today and enter promo code CENT for 20% off. Digital subscriptions also available. The Sensibles. It's the sensible thing to do.
Thinning hair is normal, but it doesn't have to be your fate.
Once I started taking Nutrafol, I could visibly see my hair get thicker.
It made my hair stronger.
Nutrafol, the number one dermatologist recommended hair growth supplement brand.
Nutrafol has taken me back to the hair I was meant to have.
You've got nothing to lose and everything to grow. Join the 1 million people growing at Nutrafol.com. That's Nutrafol.com.
Ugh, I don't have time for a cold.
Honey.
Honey?
You need DayQuil Severe Honey flavor.
DayQuil Severe Honey gives you powerful cold and flu symptom relief with a honey-licious taste. Because life doesn't stop for a cold.
Okay, I'm ready to go.
Now I'm getting a cold.
Honey.
Try DayQuil Severe Honey for powerful cold and flu relief. DayQuil Severe Honey flavor. The daytime coughing, aching, stuffy head, fever, honey-licious. Power through your day, medicine.
Use as directed. Keep out of reach of children.
More than 80 million Americans depend on AM radio each month for news, weather, and emergency information. A new bill in Congress would make sure AM radio remains in cars. Because when cell and internet services are down, this free service could be your only lifeline. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress to support the AM Radio for Every Vehicle Act.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to 4 messages a month, and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
What is News Radio 92.3? News and information for Pensacola. The Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay, 5 till 9. The Pensacola Expert Panel or Pep Talk from 9 to 11. Markley, Van Camp and Robbins, 11 until 2. Guy Benson from 2 to 4. Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Gracie from 4 to 7. Dave Ramsey from 7 to 10. WEAR-TV at 10. And Brian Kilmeade overnight at 11. On News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Bust it.
Where do we have
our teeth, or not, or our regulation for mitigating the clear cut, or do we even address it in the LDC?
So this is the only place we have, to my recollection, the clear cutting in the code, and the intent here is to meet the phased approach that Water Management District is requiring. We don't have any specific percentages or of undevelopable or area not to be clear-cutted in the code. This is the provision that we have at this time.
So this is Aaron Williams. This is the zoning board meeting talking about the land development code and talking there with Rebecca Jones, county engineer in Santa Rosa County. And he's asking, you know, people bring this up in the public forum. They say, we want you to stop clear-cutting. We want you to stop clear-cutting. We want you to stop clear-cutting. And Aaron Williams says, well, how do we restrict clear cutting? And her answer is, well, you know, we don't really. What they have in place is they're calling it the phased approach. And that's basically because of the Lakes of Woodbine. If you've driven up Schmuckla Highway and you see that development off to the west, it's just this enormous. It's the one with the white pillars or the big white, like, towers that are the entrance, and that's all there is so far, other than some road work. But they've cleared out the whole thing. And the problem with clearing it all out is, you know, you have the impact from when it rains and how that affects things, the runoff, if, and there's not supposed to be any, but if there is the infrastructure there in order to handle the water? And also, it's going to be a while before those houses get built. But of course, from a builder's perspective, what they want to do is they want to, you know, sort of, I don't know, assembly line it, right? They want to clear it all, and then they want to do all of the plumbing, you know, all the sewers, and then they want to do all the roads, and, you know, they want to do it all at once because that's to, you know, save on their mobilization costs, okay? So, you know, they're trying to do it a little bit different way. You know, the county's trying to require them to do it a little bit different way, and, you know, we'll see how that works. Sean Ward, who is the planning director.
So particularly, and this was something that I didn't understand early on, but particularly in the south end of the county, due to the high water table, in order for that developer to put in the infrastructure, your roads, your water, your sewer, things of that nature, what they have to do is they have to go in and completely clear that site in order to do that. At that point, they can bring in the fill and elevate those utilities as required.
And a lot of this has to do with the high water table, okay? And what he's trying to explain is why they clear cut instead of, and by the way, clear cutting can mean a couple of different things. One is it can mean taking down, not leaving any trees in the middle of the development, okay, is one way that you can mean clear cutting. Another thing you could mean is cutting the trees all the way to the edge of the property and not leaving a buffer around the perimeter. And also it can just mean, you know, clearing too much to leave it sit there until you're actually ready to operate on it. It can mean kind of all of those things. And he was trying to give some context to why developers might do it the way they do it. I'm not saying they're right, and I don't think he is either, but he's just kind of explaining this is why.
What we have found out is that if they brought in that fill and put it around that tree, at that point, that tree would die. It would kill that tree, you know, based on that amount of fill that is brought in.
So he says that the process of having to raise up the lot in order to make room to put, like, the plumbing and stuff underneath, you know, the sewer stuff underneath, and the water management sometimes underneath, like, you know, if it goes down into a curb, down into a gutter, that's going to go under. It doesn't always, but that's how one way to do it. Raising up the land, you can't do that around an existing tree. You kill the tree, so it doesn't really solve anything. That's why they clear cut.
If you have a water table that is at ground level, such as Holly by the Sea or some of the other areas in Santa Rosa County, if that water table is at ground level, the state of Florida requires a minimum of 4 foot, a fill for that septic system to be installed. So what we're trying to do is find alternatives to do that.
Obviously, the goal is not to build septic systems, right? That's the goal, is to get people on sewer, because the septic system is what causes a lot of your contamination, your water quality, your runoff, things like that, especially when there's flooding that gets up and over. And that's, so again, he's just kind of given some context to this.
The phased approach is in coordination with Water Management District. They've realized that here, you know, in the region, they have issues with a lot of the clear cutting. So if you look at, like, Lakes of Woodbine, for instance, they've gone in and completely cleared everything. But Water Management has stepped in and basically said, look, this is not going to occur again. And this is where the construction and phases is coming through. So you have to complete one phase. You have to have your infrastructure in place for that phase first before you can move on to the next phase.
And I think, you know, honestly, I think in Santa Rosa County, you know, they've gotten kind of a lot smarter about how they do this. I'm not saying it's done great, and I'm certainly there's been a lot of things done wrong. But they're getting better at it. And Rebecca Jones seems very capable. And one of the things she was asked is, I mean, how do we even know about the water that's going to come to a property? And what do we plan for in evaluating how water impacts that property? Because, you know, the rule is that your property before it gets developed is supposed to handle a certain amount of water. And you can't build and make that worse for the neighbors, basically. You have to contain the water on the property after you develop it. And what she basically explained was, well, we do just that. We go and look at the property and see how much water it can handle pre-development. And then whatever they plan for has got to be able to handle that much water after development, that total amount. That's what the engineering is supposed to do.
So when you're looking at platted subdivisions, all of that is all the clear cutting and the Howland building, all that's taking account accounted for in the stormwater management plan. So you start out with the site that's completely wooded. You assess an value to that, and then you assess a value to the subdivision as it's completely built out. And that's how the stormwater management system is developed. So in the platted subdivisions, all the drainage, the lot grading, all that stuff is already incorporated when we're reviewing those designs for those platted subdivisions.
So at least that's the way it's supposed to be done, and that's what they're trying to do now. And Brad Baker, who's the assistant county administrator, says, you know, I know there are problems. I know there are places where this has been done poorly in the past, but we really are trying to do this better, and he believes that there has been an impact on making it better.
And I'd also say that a lot of our flooding is in the older subdivisions before stormwater was in the code, and also we're seeing it with the infill lots.
Yeah, the infill lots, that's another one, because like a neighborhood is handling the water as it comes in, and then they build on the lots that didn't get developed in the past, and all of a sudden, all of the stormwater management changes because that land had been absorbing things, and now it's pushing water off or it's pushing water towards, and that's where you get some of these problems, especially, and this has been a constant issue, you know, somebody's built at grade and somebody else comes in and puts 3 or 4 feet of dirt on, and now they're elevated, and, you know, that causes problems as well.
And I'd also say that if we were to design ponds to, we'll say, our most recent hurricane that hit here of Sally, if you were to design ponds and infrastructure to handle a Sally, we would have zero development in our county. You're just not going to design something and still get development. So, you know, we have a more stringent pond requirement than Escambia does, and we don't want to back away from that. We like the 100-year. We feel like since we've done that, we've had successes with our drainage. So I just wanted to add that in there.
But you cannot build a storm drain system around Sally. It's just impossible. Or as he said, you wouldn't get any development. And I know some people are like, yeah, that, you know, but that's also not realistic. 6:47 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Candy's got traffic for us.
All right. This brought to you by Compassion International. Drought, war, and rising food prices devastated families in poverty. $50 provides a food kit to feed a family for a month. You can text the word radio to 976-46. Taking a look around, good news is we're not showing any of these slowdowns or delays. 98 looking accident free, not showing any problems on Lillian or Cerny Road. It looks like Softly Field, Mobile Highway, I know, same road, Beverly Parkway, all doing just fine too. If you have traffic tips, text them in, 437-1620. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
You know what law they could pass in Tallahassee that would have the most impact on us here locally? A law prohibiting any given road from having more than one name.
Oh, my God. Wouldn't that be great? It's like, who decided to do that? They all connect.
I'm on Bower Road. I'm on Bower Road. You mean Muskogee? Wait, what? I mean Jack's Branch. I mean what?
Yes. I know, dude, right? It's like D.C. You think it's set up like a grid, and it's not. It's like they're just messing with
you
people.
It's hazing.
It's totally hazing.
That way, if the Germans ever invade, we can take down all the street signs and the direction markers, and nobody will know where they're going.
Oh, okay. Well,
that's
then that makes sense.
Yeah. Hey,
they're going to be blocked by the train anyway, so who cares? I'm
ouch,
wrong.
Ouch. Okay. No, oh, you're okay. Not. When I say BMW, Porsche, Mercedes, Genesis, Audi, Jaguar, Lexus, you know, these are good imports. These are good quality vehicles. You pay a little extra to get them. And speaking of German engineering, and then you don't have to pay extra to service them. You just don't. You do not have to take them to the dealership. You don't have to drive to Mobile if that's where it is, over the water and through the woods and past grandmother's house and to the higher prices. You can take it to Bobby Likas Auto Service right here on Davis Highway. Same for your diesel engines. You might think that's a specialty item. Not everybody works on them, and that's true. Not everybody does. They do. No problem. And, of course, all your other cars, your domestics, whatever you have, bring it to Bobby Likas. They want to prevent the big problems. You know, see the car like a doctor is kind of doing your physical checkup routinely every single year. You know, check the knees, check the blood pressure. Same thing for your car. Do all of that stuff, and then you avoid the big catastrophic problems by doing that appropriate routine scheduled preventative maintenance. CarClinicService.com is the website, or just stop in at Bobby Likas Auto Service right here on Davis Highway.
As a business owner, you have a lot on your plate, from managing staff, growing your business, training new hires, and more. With so much going on, you need Avalon. As an IRS-certified PEO, Avalon HR can help. From running your payrolls, remitting state and federal taxes, helping with COVID employee retention credits, workers' compensation insurance, employee benefits, and their HR expertise. Avalon HR lets you focus on your core business while we handle the rest. Avalon HR, employing made easy.
Hi, I'm Billy Anderson with Anderson Subaru in Pensacola. At Anderson, we know Subarus are built better, and we're not the only ones who think so. Subarus earn more IIHS Top Safety Pick Plus awards than Honda, Toyota, or Hyundai brands since 2013 as of July 2023. When it comes to safety, Subarus are better. And when it comes to longevity, well, Subaru wins there too. According to a study by Experian Automotive, Subaru leads the industry in longevity with 96% of vehicles sold in the last 10 years still on the road today. More than Honda or Toyota brands. Hands down, Subaru has the longest lasting vehicles in the automotive industry, all of which makes it easy to love a Subaru from Anderson Subaru. Visit us on Highway 29 just north of Car City, Pensacola, or shop us online at AndersonSubaru.com.
Anderson's got a Subaru for you.
Based on Experian Automotive non-luxury vehicles in operation excluding trucks and vans versus total new registrations for model years 2013 through 2022 as of December 2022.
Join the Great Southern Restaurant Group, home to the Fish House, Atlas, Jackson's, Angelina's, and Five Sisters, today on the Pensacola Expert Panel at 9. They'll be discussing Jackson's cooking class, Atlas beverage class, Jackson's open for lunch, Atlas Oyster House, and other fun things you won't want to miss. That's all today at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel with Great Southern Restaurants.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Keep climbing.
Picked off! He brought it down with one hand!
Johnson
goes down! Sack!
This is your home for FSU football.
Watch it deep downfield! Caught! Touchdown! FSU!
Rolling to his left, they're going to throw. End zone!
Picked off! Game over!
Catch live coverage of the Seminoles all season long, right here on your home for Florida State football.
Listen to FSU football on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Serving overseas was just the beginning. We might be home from war, but our mission continues in communities all across the country. It's why we're out there in times of peace and crisis, providing meals to the hungry and supplies to the sick. It's why we're giving strength to those who are too weak and bringing resources to those without them. Service doesn't stop when we're done serving. It's what makes us the VFW. Learn more at vfw.org.
Guy Benson talks to the big newsmakers every day from 2 to 4 before Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Gracie on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
National average for a gallon of gas, 380. Florida is 366. Mississippi is 328. And California is 534. If you're in Navarre, 336 east and west at the Walmarts, 332 at the foot of the Garcon Point Bridge. The Murphy crosses the street. 355 in proper. 334 in Milton at the CEFCO. 333 at the Pea Ridge Murphy. And 339 at a couple of stations going through Pace. On 9 Mile in Pensacola, the Walmart 325, 327 at the Murphy in front of the Walmart on US 29. Then coming in from the southwest side, 335 looks like at the Shell at Cervantes. 653 on News Radio 92.3. Steve Taylor's in the newsroom with our headlines. Steve?
Well, Hunter Biden and federal prosecutors are expected to provide an update today on the felony gun charges against Biden. A U.S. district court judge ordered President Biden's son and the prosecutors to explain the status of the case after a plea deal broke down last month. The judge is asking both parties' reports to include any steps that they can believe the court needs to take. Narcan will be available at over-the-counter starting this week at major retailers like Walmart, CVS, Walgreens, and Rite Aid. The nasal spray can be used to help people suffering from an opioid overdose and requires no training to use. A box contains two doses and sells for $45. The Denver Zoo has announced the arrival of 9 new baby flamingos. Those flamingo chicks haven't been named yet, but it's believed they'll be named after rock stars like the Denver Zoo's other flamingos, such as Freddie Mercury. Well, the 9 chicks consist of 2 species, 5 American flamingos and 4 Chilean flamingos. My question is, the Chilean flamingos, did they cross the border legally or what?
Well, on one leg, yeah. Just on the one leg. That's how you know the legal Chilean flamingos from the illegal Chilean flamingos.
Those stand right. On 2 legs, right?
Okay. Steve, thanks for the update. Hey, if you are 64 years old, turning 65, you're going to want to listen to this because you probably have been getting letters about the conversion over to Medicare, and you might have been getting emails. Maybe you've been getting phone calls, and it can feel like you're being harassed. Honestly, it can feel like it's already stressful enough because you're making a whole new switch in how you do, you know, insurance, but it's not that hard, and it's very easy, and whatever questions you have are very simple to answer, but they're important, right? And you want to get good answers to them. You know, what is Advantage? What is Supplement? What is Medicaid? Does Medicaid apply to me? You know, all of that stuff. I have a good friend, I've known her as long as we've lived here, Ricky Stewart. She's got an insurance agency. Her whole family does insurance. This is the one part that she does, is just help you get transitioned over onto Medicare. Easy. And answer your questions. Easy. She sits down with people all the time. She just got an award. I forget the exact particulars, but she's like the best top agent in the area or something from United Healthcare. Yeah, congratulations for being the top ICA sales producer in the Pensacola market for AEP in 2023. Because she's fantastic, okay? So give her a call. Get your questions answered. It's simple. 341-2185 for Ricky Stewart Insurance. Candy's got traffic on the 5s.
And again, not showing any slowdowns or delays. Taking a look over by Scenic Highway, not showing anything where the curve turns into Cervantes. And Mobile Highway, not showing any problems there either. You see an accident or have a traffic tip, text it in, 437-1620, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Oh, man, I had somebody text in and say, you know, the reason that there are 6 names for State Route 296, wouldn't it be easier if we just started calling it that?
296?
296, because it's Softly Field, then it's Michigan, then it's Beverly, then it's Brent, then it's Bayou, then it's Perry, even though there's still a Bayou.
Right, it goes over the bayou, yeah, sweet god of irony. That's okay.
Perry is the real State Route 296, right? So that's the main road. And somebody said, well, back in the day, I guess they mean like when there was horse and buggy. Back in the day, these were all separate roads that were not all connected, and then the connections came later. And Candy, I think I agree with you. Your assessment is...
I mean, I've been lived here for 25 years. They could just call it one name, and everybody calls it Bayou anyway.
They could fix it. No, you know, I think they call it Brent Lane.
Because that's where you shop.
Right. That's where I know it.
That's where you know it. I know. You know, but most people know
Michigan,
Bayou because it's got, you know, the Winn-Dixie used to have a movie theater.
Right.
You know, that's gone now, too. So change the name.
No, I don't.
It's frustrating. There's a lot of roads that just... That's okay. If that's the worst part about Pensacola,
that's right.
Okay.
These are small
problems.
I'll tell you about another small problem. We're going to talk to the mayor about this next hour, but if you live on East Cross Street, there's a plan to put in 6 speed humps, one per block. Because people hate cars. I don't know what to tell you. I hate speed humps. They're the worst thing ever. They don't do the job. They don't stop or slow the traffic properly, except at that one little part. Mm-hmm. And all it is inconvenience. I don't understand it, but people like them. They're all over Gulf Breeze. I found some more the other day, and we're driving around Gulf Breeze. I'm like, what? When did these go in? You know, and like, why are you trying to kill my car? Make it so we can't drive.
Oh, you just slow down.
It's like saying we built roads, now we're unbuilding the road. Basically, can't stand it. But you know, there you go. And we'll talk to the mayor about that coming up. All right, time for
Oh, yeah. I'm thrown off because of Labor Day being the... anyway, it's future news, future news, future news.
All right. Alabama got told that they have to redraw their districts again.
Oh.
Will they?
Yes.
They have to. Well, Florida got told they have to... to redraw our districts again.
We should.
Will we?
Yes.
Yeah, we have to. Who blinks, Tommy Tuberville or the military? Because the basic issue...
I hope Tuberville.
Well, the issue is, you know, the military is now reimbursing women who travel out of state for abortion because where they're deployed, you can't get an abortion, which the argument is that violates the Hyde Amendment, right? Because it's money being spent to facilitate abortion. Tuberville says, why don't you just change that policy and I'm going to hold up all of these appointments until we get that.
Which is a national security risk.
Well, that's what the critics say. He says that's not the case.
I guess I'm a critic.
But who blinks? Tuberville or the military?
Tuberville. That's not his job.
As a Senate? Like civilian oversight of the military?
Yes, I guess it's his job. But I hope he blinks. Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know either. I don't know either. I would have thought he would have blinked long before this, but he has not yet.
Okay, well, they're paying for Viagra, so I mean.
It's not the same. Oh, in Escambia County, that's to make you function properly, not to violate your natural function.
Oh, okay.
So in Escambia County, will we restrict development, raise taxes, or do nothing?
Nothing.
Work.
And AM 1620, News Radio 92.3, WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.